WHXS Mobile.
Listening.
Well, we're headed back, kind of in your direction, down towards Amy's, and you're on TR.
Well, I'm over here at Haywood Mall, just leaving. Ate lunch over here. And I'm at the intersection of Congaree and I guess it's Rubber Mountain Road. And this light has already gone through two sequences and I still haven't gone through it.
That's almost as bad as Woodruff Road, isn't it? Well, we've been to Sam's and to Costco's and now we're headed down to Amy's to drop off some stuff that she wanted from over there. And we bought her a rotisserie chicken from Sam's. Oh, they are beautiful chickens, I'll tell you. That's a bargain for $5.
I'm hungry, and I'm just not even hungry. I just ate more chicken livers than I can even think about. And I'm taking some of these things home. They were really good.
Well, I used to eat some a gizzard or two now and then, but I can't go anything liver. My brother-in-law that's passed away, he just loved gizzards, I'll tell you. So once in a while, we'd pick an order up for him on the way over to the farm. Well, the kids are coming down tomorrow, and I guess they're not going to be in any different climate from Michigan than it is here.
Out there?
It's hot all over the United States right now from what I've seen on the national weather this morning, Bill.
Well, I know there's been some really bad weather, particularly like in Kentucky, and floods and whatnot. I'm just pretty much go where I don't watch the weather or the news. So, if I want to find out anything, I have to ask Elaine. That's pretty bad, isn't it? Anyway, just getting ready to get on the interstate here. Head back to God's country, over.
You got a beautiful place out there, Bill. Well, we're about the same way. We watch the local Fox channel, and they only give a couple of minutes of national news. My neighbor, every time I go over there and visit with Tim, he's got that Fox News channel on, and any of the major networks would make you nervous. But and he wonders why he's worried all the time about everything, and he watches that all the time, and it'll drive you nuts.
Yeah, they wonder why everybody's paranoid. So I just stay away from it. Just a minute. But Elaine gets like three newspapers. They're stacked up at her reading position. And if I ever want to get paranoid, I can just look at the newspapers. But anyway, my big project yesterday was put in a bunch of gutter guard. It's not the brand name, but I cleaned out the gutter that's by the driveway that's over my garage. It took me all day to do that, and because I got a metal roof and I got ridges in it, I had to trim out slots in all the gutter guard to let the ridges fit. That was a long day yesterday, I tell you. Today I'm staying away from it. I still have all that to do on the front, so there is some type of gutter guard on it. Getting rid of it. It doesn't work very well. FYQ.
Sir, we're watching this 747 that just took off right beside of us, Bill. Wow, that's a beautiful sight. It's white, pure white. From what I can make of it, I can't see the top of the wings. But it's still an amazing aircraft. They have, I think, several of them come in out here delivering freight. Those things are a monster. And They're doing around 160 when they take off, and they sure don't look like it.
Belies the speed that they really are taking off. Oh, that's good. Don't you have a nephew or somebody that flies jets?
Steve, I haven't heard from him in a while. He used to quite a bit. He flies international all the time for American. He's been with them since 91. He's the co-pilot on a 787. He could be a captain anytime he wanted for quite a few years now, but he likes being in this position because he's got so much seniority, he can pretty well pick his flights. And his wife's a, well, girlfriend, I should say. Might as well be his wife. She's a flight attendant, so I'm sure she goes along with him on a lot of them.
Yes, sir. Well, that's great. So what you got going on this afternoon when you get back?
We're going to stop by the fruit market. Yeah, that 747's down there by you now, looking at it. And be off to your east. Not too high up yet. There was a lady we really like at the fruit market, and I picked up a couple of extra of these Sweet Kiss cantaloupes. She said she loved cantaloupes. And they had the regular ones there, and I asked her if she ever tasted these, and she said, no, never heard of them. They own Fisher's, I think. So there's two in a bag, so I bought her two, and we're going to stop there and drop those off to her, and then head on home. This guy in front of me, he can't keep it between the lines.
Playing with his phones. Okay, well, the cantaloupes sound good. Lane went to Strawberry Hill yesterday with a friend of hers. Picked up a couple of cantaloupes, and she went to Strawberry Hill 2 weeks ago, picked some cantaloupes up. So we've been eating a lot of cantaloupes, but they sure have been good. They've been delicious. I can't tell you what variety they are, but they have really been good.
And these Sweet Kiss are smaller. A lot of times they're in a little netting type of thing. Sam's has got them, and I know Ingles has got them. Publix has got them now, too. Not Ingles, Bernice says, Publix. And if you see them, pick up a couple. I highly recommend them. Now, Bernice, you don't like cantaloupe, but they are the sweetest cantaloupe I've ever tasted in my life. I just love them, and usually they're about $2 for $5.
What variety did you say?
That Sweet Kiss on them, Bill. Sometimes you can buy them singularly, but usually at Sam's you get two, you know. But I just can't tell you how good those suckers are. They are just fabulous. And I love any kind of cantaloupe, but this is the best I ever ate in my life. They've had them the last couple of years.
I'll look for the Sweet Chest. Okay. Well, the ones she's been getting have been good. I know that. I'm not much of a watermelon eater. I really don't care for watermelon, but I love cantaloupe.
This is N0TR Mobile. Yeah, it's Sweet Kiss, Sweet Kiss, and they are fabulous is all I can say about them. Now, sometimes if you get them, if they're a little green, they're just like a cantaloupe is. You got to let them set for a couple of days, but it just depends on where you get them, Bill. Bernice has got her ways of figuring out when they're ripe, and sometimes she's right, and sometimes she's not, even on regular cantaloupe. So we're going to stop at the deli at 14 and Pelham on the way back and buy a loaf of sourdough bread. That bread is the best I ever ate in my life. And so I think we'll eat there, too, while we're there. It's right there at 14 and Pelham, off in that little lot back there next to that barbecue place beyond the west side of the road, northwest side of that big intersection. And that's the best, what do they call it, just a deli?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just called the deli that I believe I ever ate at. They're really nice people, excellent food every time.
Well, that sounds good. that's kind of, while you're talking there, I was thinking about this place we went to eat. We went to Fried Green Tomatoes. It's near the mall, near Haywood Mall, not far from the liquor store. it's on Congaree. But there was probably six of us, and it's a meat and two. They charge us $15 for the meat and two, and then they tacked on $4 for a tip because we were a party of six. I thought that was a little extravagant.
I'll tell you, I just add on 20% is what I do anymore and forget about it. You might as well. And they work hard for their food. Yeah, I'm looking at this place over here now, and they use all that Boar's Head brand meats and stuff there in their deli, and they have hot sandwiches, cold sandwiches, and soup. It's behind the Sphinx station at 14 and Pelhamville. But eating out gets expensive. I had to go for a MRI down at the big hospital yesterday, and we come back, and I'd taken a Xanax of 0.5 milligrams, and it makes you sleepy for the procedure. And we stopped at Denny's and ate, and it was really good. I had kind of a breakfast thing, and Amy and Bernice had something else. Now, I think it was $37 and $7 tip. It ain't cheap anymore.
No, it's not. Well, I was just thinking 30% was a little high for a meat and three tip. And we even had to get our own drinks. I guess that was the point. But anyway, I won't be going back there. Although the food was good. Well, I hope the MRI came out all right. And, of course, usually you have to wait a little while to get results. It's not that the pictures aren't ready, it's just somebody tell you what's going on. Now, where was that? That was in Columbia?
No, that was at Prisma, at the Greenville Memorial Hospital. But the good thing about Prisma is you can go to My Charts and look at the results, and they were already posted yesterday afternoon. But then you got to be smart enough to figure them out, and the daughter figured them out. And I'll tell you about it later. But it's an old age thing that everybody eventually gets. And so now I might have to go for a biopsy, but we'll have to wait and see. And required you to be in that tube, and I wasn't too particularly wild about that. I was locked in a black box in survival school, but I was 18 years old at the time, and I didn't mind. But I don't like them MRIs very well. They're noisy, even though they give you earphones and plugs and let you listen to music. It's still loud, but I did fall asleep after taking that pill.
That you're talking about. Yeah, well, you're not alone. There's CT is not too bad, but they're pretty fast. MRIs take a while, and that thump, 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 you know, that magnetic field going around. There's a lot of people that, you don't have to be claustrophobic. It's just the time it takes to take the scan and that thumping sound really, really bothers a lot of people.
Well, I had cough two times right in sequence there, and I couldn't help it. I don't know if it was acid reflux or sinuses or what. And she come on the speaker and said, Mr. Rouse, we seem movement there, and you can't do that. But anyways, it took 25 minutes, and I got through it. And it was for the prostate bill, but yeah, the results were on there, but I got to go back Tuesday and see what he says. And I guess it's when you get old, pills and bills.
Pills and bills. I understand that. Yeah, I figured that's what it was when you were talking. I used to work in that with medical imaging. I used to get involved in some of the procedures they would do. The curative procedures, let's put it that way. Anyway, I'm just now going through Five Forks. So I guess sometime between now and this time tomorrow, I'll actually be home.
Yeah. Did you go through 14 and Pelham there?
When I came back from the mall, I got on 385, got off at Butler, and then came up Woodruff here. I just, one way or the other, I've got to cut over to the, to the east. I guess that'd be the right. So I can get on, get home. So today I decided to get on Butler, cut over the interstate, come up on Woodruff. They are making progress out here. I'm thinking probably they'll be done with 95% of this in about 2 months. It should be nice.
I was doing that down in Simpsonville downtown. They're going to redo all of that, I guess, if I'm not mistaken. Well, we have arrived, Bill, and we need to take these mass consumables into the kids and go get us something to eat. Really enjoyed it. I've heard of that fried green tomatoes. Maurice made the fried green tomatoes one time, and I like them. Of course, anything fried's good. Take care, Bill. Have a good day. N4IQ and 0TR73.
Yeah, okay, 73 to you. Enjoy the chat. And we'll talk to you again real soon here on 6-1. N0TR, N4IQ, QRT.